Empire of Silver by Con Iggulden. Read by Stephen Thorne. Prologue. He trudged through a landscape of gares, like grubby shells on the shore of some ancient sea. Poverty was all around him, in the yellowing felt patched and repaired endlessly over generations. Scrawny kid goats and sheep ran bleating around his feet as he approached his home. Bartu stumbled over the animals, cursing as water slopped from the heavy buckets. He could smell pungent urine in the air, a sourness that had been missing from the breeze over the river. Bartu frowned to himself at the thought of the day he had spent digging a toilet pit for his mother. He had been as excited as a child when he showed the results of his labour. She had merely shrugged, saying she was too old to go so far in the night when good ground was all around her. She was 36 years old, already broken by sickness and the years passing. Her teeth had rotted in her lower jaw, and she walked like a woman twice her age, bent over and limping. Yet she was still strong enough to slap him on the rare occasions Bartu mentioned his father. The last time had been just that morning before he began the trek to the river. At the door of her gare, he eased the buckets down and rubbed his sore hands, listening. Inside, he could hear her humming some old song from her youth, and he smiled. Her anger would have vanished as quickly as always. He was not afraid of her. In the last year, he had grown in height and strength to the point where he could have stopped every blow, but he did not. He bore them without understanding her bitterness. He knew he could have held her hands, but he didn't want to see her weep, or worse, to see her beg or barter a skin of arag to ease her misery. He hated those times when she used the drink to hammer herself into oblivion. She told him then.